But you did not lap me.
No. Well, a little bit.
Wait a minute. No, you actually have to be a lap ahead of me to lap me.
Yeah. I was coming back this way when you were still going that way.
Correct.
No, not at all, Ireland.
What are you talking about?
You touched the wall, and then like a second later, Mace touched the wall.
Yeah, no, it is true. It was bam, bam. Except the finish, I ran out of steam at the end of the race.
He beat Mace by 2 bucks.
You know what I look? I look young and fat. That's what I look like. God, I was that fat, huh?
But the Rodney Dangerfield bodysuit is the best.
It is. Yeah. I think that really helped.
Yeah. I think a rematch is in order.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm in. I do a rematch.
I'm in. Win swim with Mike this year. Let's do
good
it.
Question.
I'll reach
out to SC.
Look it up. It's a good event. They raise a ton of money.
A bunch of people at that the Hall of Fame thing told me they want us to be the USC station again. Make that happen, Bergman.
Yeah.
It's being worked on.
Can we be the USC station again?
When it's all agreed upon.
Yeah? Are we close? Are we close on something?
Not currently.
Let Mason and I negotiate that deal. We'll have it done in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll get you in.
Give me Jen on the phone.
No, she won't answer emails, so we'll try.
All right, so Michael, here's the thing I learned from over the weekend.
Denver?
Nobody's beaten them. Nobody's beaten Denver.
I wouldn't say that. They're tough. No question about it. They're the champions. They know what it takes to win, but they can be beaten. My Lakers lost. So who is Denver? Nobody could beat them. What are you talking about?
They can't beat them. The Lakers cannot beat Denver 4-7.
Well, if Denver's 100% healthy, the Lakers actually give them the best competition. Like these games that they've lost 8 in a row to Denver, but they've all been close.
Moral victories.
Denver has been rolling people.
Yeah.
And they are very, very good. I think, Michael, the real test is tonight, Wednesday, and Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, Oklahoma City, really good team. But this is the fourth time we're going to play them this year. Lakers have already beaten them twice.
Yeah.
We match up good against them. But they have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and they have the best record in the West.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Sacramento, they always give us trouble since De'Aaron. And then Giannis comes in Friday. Sunday, Anthony Edwards in Minnesota.
Michael, 2-2?
4-0, baby.
4-0!
That's the way you have to think. Now, they stubbed their toe against Denver, which is no shame in that. But we're not into moral victories.
They've won 8 out of 13.
They got to win.
Yeah, there's always a way to spin this. Yeah.
They can't be going 2-2 if they want to move up. They're going to be in the play in, but if they want to have a chance to threaten 7 or 6, they're going to start winning these games at home.
We'll do a 2 o'clock call in a minute. 877-710 ESPN. In 3 games this season against the Lakers, the Nuggets have dominated the fourth quarter. They're scoring 153 points per 100 possessions. It's the biggest fourth quarter efficiency for the Nuggets against any opponent this year. Denver's net rating in fourth quarters against the Lakers is 25.7. So they are just running away with the game at the end.
Well, and then
I know what they got to do. Next time we see Denver, we don't play them anymore this year, right, Ireland?
And not until the playoffs.
So when we see them in the playoffs, stop this experimenting with putting Rui on Jokic. He's too small. You got to put Anthony Davis is your best defensive player. When Wilt played Kareem, when Kareem played, Robert Parrish, you play the best against your best.
Well, why is Anthony Davis not on Jokic?
I don't. Maybe they want to think that he's going to get in foul trouble, but no. You got to get to Jokic right away and try to slow him down.
All right, let's go to Ken in Newport Beach. He is our 2 o'clock call of the day. Ken, good afternoon.
Oh, hi there. So great that Michael's there.
Thank you.
Especially since he's a wine drinker.
Yes, sir.
And great that John is there because he is the announcer and graduated from the same school as my son, but I got a few problems.
But what about Mace?
Yeah, what about me? Is there something about me?
He forgot about you.
Got it.
So, two things. You win the first half, start second, the third quarter out, and they go on a 16-5 run before the coach, or supposed coach, calls a timeout. At the end of the game in the fourth quarter, you need points. Your best shooter, your best three-point shooter, and maybe the third best player on your team sits for 6 minutes and you put him back in with 50 cents to go. Rate that coaching for that game from 1 to 10, please.
Yeah, you're right. D'Angelo should have been out there.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen D'Angelo Russell out there, but I think what they were thinking was they had to put somebody on Jamal Murray who could stop him.
We'll put Reddish on him.
And they did.
Did it work?
Well, you saw Jamal Murray in the fourth quarter. I just think Jamal Murray's really good.
Well, if it's not working, then put D'Angelo there for some more offense.
But it coaching's hard because, Michael, you always taught me this. The coach can only do so much.
Right.
I mean, the players are the ones. And you brought up a couple instances. Like, yeah, they could have tried to put AD on Jokic the whole game, but then you might get AD into foul trouble.
You can't be scared of that.
And by the way, guys, this team tonight might be better than the team we saw Saturday, at least during the regular season. I would pick Denver in a playoff series. But here's Oklahoma City. They've won 7 of their last 8, 10 out of their last 13. They're top 3 in the league in field goal percentage, 2nd. They shoot 50% from the field.
As a team?
As a team.
Wow.
Free throw percentage, they're 1st, 83%. 3-point percentage, they're 1st.
Whoa.
40%. No other team ranks in the top 5 in all 3. And they also rank top 5 in the league in steals and blocks. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is 2nd in the league in scoring and 1st in the league in steals.
Wow.
Why aren't more people talking about him as an MVP?
Because he's in Oklahoma City, hidden down there behind the dust curtain. Nobody cares about Oklahoma City. He's not in the glamour
Even if
city.
They have the best record in the West?
Yeah, exactly. Jason Tatum's getting all the love for
what's
that.
What's a dust curtain?
Michael, Durant won an MVP in OKC. Westbrook won an MVP in OKC.
True.
Isn't he doing what they used to do?
Yeah, he deserves it.
But he's going to be a top 3 guy, right?
Oh, yeah, he will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to finish 3rd probably in MVP voting.
I think everybody says it's a 3-horse race.
I think it's Jokic, Tatum, and then Shai.
That's it.
No, you guys are forgetting about somebody.
Ooh.
And it's because he doesn't talk and he plays for a lousy...
Oh, Kawhi, yeah.
Yeah.
Kawhi?
Yeah. Look at his Kawhi's number. He's going to go 50-40-90. It's just that he's not a leader. He doesn't talk.
Right. Yep.
He has a reputation of missing games, but this year I think he's played in 60 games.
Yeah.
He's going to be first-team All-NBA, and I think he should get some consideration for MVP.
Do you think he is reacting to the 65-game minimum in order to be recognized for postseason awards? Because he's not done this before.
I think that it might be more. This is just my opinion. He was in a contract year, and I think if he didn't play, Michael, in most of the games this year, they might have asked him to take a haircut.
Except he got his contract already.
Yeah,
he
took like a little bit of a haircut. 2 weeks ago.
He didn't get as much. He could have got $200 million. He only got $153
million. That's it?
Yeah. For 3 years.
But I think Kawhi should get some MVP consideration.
Oh, I think so, too. Yeah, I think so.
And he's basically not. Like, what the question we just asked, you ask any average NBA guy, and they'll say those 3 names.
Yeah.
Tatum, Jokic, Shai. Mm-hmm. And they never mentioned Kawhi. I don't know why.
And you think it's because he doesn't talk?
I think it's because he has a bad reputation.
Bad reputation? How so?
He's not a leader.
What?
He doesn't talk to his teammates. He doesn't talk to the media. He doesn't, I mean, and because of that, I think people misconstrue. He leads with his play.
Okay, but wait a minute. I don't follow the Clippers much at all.
Right.
And by much at all, I mean not at all. Does he not have a post-media session?
He
doesn't talk to reporters after the game?
If you will wait an hour and a half after the game, he'll
really?
Talk to you.
Really? Isn't that the league? Doesn't the league demand that?
No, he doesn't avoid the media. He just doesn't accommodate him. Yeah. You know, he'll just basically take a shower.
So he doesn't do like a session like LeBron does after a game.
Well, LeBron after a game, before he takes a shower, before he gets treatment, LeBron will talk to the media because he knows they have a job to do. Kawhi will get in the shower and, you know, he's not – and I don't want to paint a picture here that Kawhi is ornery or mean. He's not.
Nice guy.
He's just I've told this story a million times. One time, Michael and I are doing a game in San Antonio when Kawhi played for the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks up to our table, and Michael and I are just sitting there getting ready for the game. And he just walks up to the table without saying a word, and he sticks his hand out to Michael.
Right.
Because Clay and Kawhi grew up playing together, right?
And by the way, his hand's twice the size of mine.
Yeah, that's why they call him the Claw. And Michael says, Kawhi, good to see you, man. I'm proud of you. You're playing great. You know Ireland? I go, hey, Kawhi, big fan. I stick out my hand. He shakes my hand. And he goes, keep it up, Kawhi. You're doing great. And Kawhi nods. Turns around and goes back.
I was talking.
Said nothing.
I was talking to Marcel Marceau.
Yeah, he said, Michael did all the talking.
Walking against wind.
Then I talked for about 15 seconds. And Kawhi went back to it. He just, it's not his thing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, he's just a quiet guy. Man.
Yeah, but, and
just a nice guy.
I think that works against him when, because the MVP is a popularity award in some ways. Mm. Your play should speak for yourself, but why isn't Kawhi getting a sniff here? It's the only thing that makes sense. Look, Clippers
I think it's because people don't respect the Clippers. I know they're having a good year and that, but I don't think people respect the Clippers.
The Clippers don't make him do anything either.
He, like
Petrus and Money told me when we were with them on that thing we did with them. They've never had him on.
Really?
Ever. And they're the Clippers station.
Yeah.
You know, LeBron will throw us a bone on media day.
Sure.
But it's weird. I mean, it's just because Kawhi doesn't advocate for himself, I think he suffers when it comes to awards.
Yeah. He doesn't care. He wants to be all NBA so he can get, well, he's going to get paid anyway, but he would love to be all NBA, but he doesn't want to have to do all the media obligations.
Right.
He's no Steve Mason.
No, not me. Not me.
You know, there's no microphone you won't run from.
Exactly.
Mason has a great line about that. He says, if there's a spotlight, he wants to be in it.
I want to be in it. Exactly. So this is interesting. This came up, Michael, and you can lend some perspective here. Anthony Irwin, who covers the Lakers for Silver Screen and Roll?
Lakers Nation.
Lakers Nation. He was talking about the fact that LeBron doesn't listen to Darvin Ham. He says he sits in the huddle, gets his rest, water, rolls his eyes as Ham speaks, and waits for the huddle to break. If Ham ever does draw up a play, as soon as the huddle breaks, James will tell everyone else on the court with him, F that, and call a play of his own.
I don't believe that for a second. Who wrote that?
Anthony Irwin.
Anthony Irwin.
I don't believe that for a second.
Well, what I would say is I heard all the same stuff about Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
That players... The coach draws up a play, but Michael, you can speak to this. Sometimes the play doesn't go as designed and the players have to take over, right?
Sure, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can try the play, but if it doesn't work, you got to make a play on your own.
I don't believe
Byron Scott, when he was coaching, used to say, I remember when he was coaching Jordan Clarkson, and this is back when you and I got to sit courtside a lot more than we do now. We only get to do it now in, I think, three cities. But back then, we were doing it more like half the cities. And he would call Clarkson over, and Byron would say, JC, look, I'm not going to put any shackles on you, but you got to get us into something when you come down. You got to get us into a play.
Right.
You just can't freelance. And like the reason the Warriors finally traded, Michael can talk to this too. The reason they finally traded Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
Is he didn't listen to anybody.
Yeah.
He just went down. He would come down and try and create. And sometimes it would work. He's a good creator.
Sure.
He had, I think, 35 against us the other night.
He scores points.
But he would freelance all the time. He'd look off Stephen Clay and take a 30-footer. Now, it's one thing for Jordan Poole to do that. If LeBron's doing that, I have no issue with it.
He's LeBron.
Right.
Call your play.
No, that's not right.
Call your shot.
You got to respect the coach. If the coach is drawing up a play, you got to do it the coach says.
What happens if the play doesn't work?
Well, then, of course, you freelance. Of course, on that, you got to create something else.
You don't trust LeBron to know the right play?
You don't think Pat Riley, I would be in the huddle, Pat Riley would call plays. What, he shouldn't have done it? And even though we had the greatest floor general in the history of the game and Magic Johnson?
I think you should try whatever play Riley called.
But
then if it doesn't work, Magic would just take over.
But this guy, I watched LeBron on the bench. When LeBron's in the game, of course, when he comes, subs out, he goes and sits down at the end of the bench.
Some pictures out there, Darvin Ham talking and LeBron rolling his eyes.
He could be looking up at the scoreboard. Yeah, like that. Yeah. See? Come on, Nate. You can't read into everything you see in photographs.
I can't read it. This is sports talk radio. I can read into every single thing.
Not only can he should.
I'm going to.
Right.
All right, so I got a question for Dodger fans. I saw a nugget from Trey Turner, of all people, former Dodger in Philly. He described how he feels about the Dodgers now. We'll do that coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. I did not get to Commerce Casino this week to play any cash games. I went to see my mom in the desert instead. But this Saturday, I'm back at the tables. I'm playing cash games at Commerce Casino and Hotel. I love my new partnership here. It's a natural because I love playing poker. And if you played there, you know what I know. Best poker room in SoCal. For me, luckiest poker room in SoCal. And it is legit the biggest poker room in the world. Any game you're looking for, they got it. And get this, Commerce Casino gave away over $1 million in promotions in January. They're giving away $20 million in promotions in 2024. And there's still time for you. No, it's over. The LA Poker Classic ended yesterday. There'll be another big tournament coming up, I'm sure. Maybe I will see you at the tables this Saturday. It's Commerce Casino and Hotel. CommerceCasino.com, the home of Mandy's 3. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're on the air.
Michael, who has the fact? We were talking about Xavier Worthy broke the combine record for the 44.2 seconds. Michael, who has the fastest?
I think the Christian Coleman, who is a U.S. sprinter, they wanted to see how fast he could run the 40. I might be wrong about this, but I think he ran a 4.15.
Worthy ran a 4.21.
That's because Worthy's not a world class sprinter. He's fast.
It was a 4.22, but then they marked it down to a 4.21.
4.21, yeah. So that's fast. And matter of fact, that's faster over 40 yards than Usain Bolt when he broke the world record in 100 meters. I think his time over 40 yards in that race was 4.22.
Now, this does not guarantee – this is the thing with the it does not guarantee he's going to be a great NFL wide receiver.
No, because he broke the record of Ross. What was Ross from
Cincinnati? John Ross.
John Ross had 4.22. First round pick for the Bengals, but he never panned out.
Yeah,
and they would literally just run go routes and throw deep to him. And it worked a couple of times, but that was it.
Yeah, I think they relied too much on the combine and not enough on the actual tape from the game.
Yeah,
that's why I said play many games.
That's why I said when Ireland last week was talking about, Marvin Harrison should go work out. I said, for what? They've been watching him play for 3 years. They ain't got to work out.
I heard Mike Tannenbaum today say Caleb Williams made a huge mistake at the combine by not doing medicals.
Disagree.
He said that if you don't do medical, he said medicals are easy. He goes, you don't want to throw, don't throw. But medicals are easy. If you're healthy, do it.
Check your heart and stuff.
Yeah, all he's going to do is when he goes, he's going to do medicals for the teams that might draft him. He'll do a medical for the Bears. He is going to do a medical for the Bears, yes.
I heard he's not going to do anything
for
anybody.
I heard he is. And by the way, the other thing about Caleb is apparently he made a lot of friends there. He chose to not go through any drills, et cetera. But he hung around.
He was the absolute last person to leave the field.
And that's what Peter Schrager said. And then Laura Rutledge said, when we interviewed Caleb, he made a point to introduce himself to our entire production crew. May seem like a small thing, but that's a rare gesture in our business.
Well, and he also did this. Did you see this? He looked up, and is it Brennan Rice, that's Jerry's son, that played
Brendan
at USC.
Brendan Rice.
That played at USC. He's eligible for the draft this year. And you know all these guys that are going through the combine go to the podium and talk to the media?
Yep.
So Caleb was walking around the combine, and he saw Brendan Rice up at the podium, and the reporters weren't asking him a lot of questions, so then this happened.
How does it feel to be Jerry Rice's son? I have another question after that. Yeah.
Man, it feels even better to be a teammate of Caleb Williams.
Okay, all right. My second question is, I'm gonna back this guy. Why should they draft you as a fantasy player? Should you be wide receiver one, or should you be the flex player?
I should be wide receiver one, man. Obviously, me and you, shoot. What we have 45 catches and 12 touchdowns? That's something like that, man.
All right.
I had a pretty damn good quarterback.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a nice day.
So he wasn't getting a lot of questions from the media. So Caleb grabbed a microphone and started asking him questions.
Stuff,
good for him.
Well, that makes Jerry Rice feel bad to hear that answer.
What?
How's it feel to be Jerry Rice's son? I'd rather be your teammate.
Well, he was just trying to play to the crowd.
I know, he was just kidding around, but come on.
Come on.
Thanks a lot, son.
He's joking. He's joking. Yeah, Jerry was at a lot of games.
It'd be very hard to be Jerry Rice's son. It'd be a lot like being Michael Jordan's son.
Is he good? How good is he?
He's good, but he's not Jerry.
Is he NFL worthy?
We're about to find out.
He's got a shot.
A possession receiver or the deep threat? What is he?
I would say he's a...
What kind of... Who would you compare him to? Is he a Wes Welker type?
No, he's a deep guy.
Deep threat.
He's a deep guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got speed. He's got speed. I think I'm allowed to say this, right? Am I allowed to say what Dave Singer said?
I don't know what he said.
Said, Caleb surprised the hell out of us. He was the best. We did a fun segment with him on the field. He was great. Very engaging.
Good.
So, yeah.
Why couldn't you say that?
How dare you say that? That was so rude.
Well, I just don't know. He didn't say off the record, so.
Right. If you text, you get it's on the record at that point.
Unless no, it's
say,
not.
You have to say off the record.
Sometimes I say off the record.
Okay, yeah. You said off the record,
you said
though.
It.
But if Dave Singer knows you two.
So the assumption is everything's
I'm going to steal
on
a line from Amy Schumer in Trainwreck.
Okay.
If you want something off the record, you have to say it before.
Yeah, true.
And so, by the way, have you guys seen that movie, Trainwreck?
Yeah, sure.
It's like 5 years old now. LeBron's great
in it. Yeah, he's great in it. Yeah, it's
like,
really funny.
Really, really good.
Really funny.
Yeah.
So Trey Turner said this at spring training for the Phils. He was asked about the Dodgers. Of course, he played for the Dodgers for 2 years. Had really good years.
Why is Pepe lurking? Why doesn't he come in?
Trey Turner was asked, how do you feel about the Dodgers? And Trey Turner said, we all hate them. We
being the
all
Phillies
hate them. I think he means baseball in general hates the Dodgers.
Yeah,
I think the Dodgers have quickly become, and we love them, but
they're the Death Star.
They are the Death Star. Mm-hmm. They are. When I was a kid, the Yankees were that. They got every single big. Now the Dodgers are that. And I think that's something that the Dodgers might not be used to. The fact that every time, and Mookie has talked about this, every time you play the Dodgers, you're going to get that element. I think that the Dodgers are despised because they were able to spend $1.1 billion.
Yep, they show off their wealth.
Yes.
It's like if you had a neighbor who keeps showing off his wealth and showing off to you, you go, geez, I hate that guy.
See, it always makes me think, like, Shohei got $700 million. What would LeBron get in an uncapped market?
LeBron, at this stage? You talk about when he was in his prime?
When he was in his prime.
In an untapped market of a team can afford it, $100 million a year.
Yeah.
$100 million a year?
Easily.
Yeah, but I mean, it might be a bargain.
It would be like soccer numbers, right?
Yeah, exactly, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he would get Saudi money, but he would get 100 a year.
Well, he would if he would go play for the Saudis,
That. Do they have a thing?
It's soccer?
They don't have
a basketball league.
They got a basketball league, but
soccer and golf.
Soccer's a king over there.
Yeah.
But they do have basketball over there, but they don't pay like this. But, you know, LeBron, if he was free market, no cap, $100 million a year.
Yeah.
Easily. Steph, the same thing, because they generate so much revenue for their franchises.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, ESPN LA is partnering with our friends at Subaru for the Subaru Loves Pets Initiative. They are working with rescues in the communities like Best Friends, Animal Society. Subaru and Best Friends are proud to highlight the pet of the week. The pet this week is Patty Mayonnaise. Dog's name is Patty Mayonnaise, a four-year-old. I'm just reading.
Patty
a four-year-old
you know
American.
What, you know Patty Mayonnaise? Patty Mayonnaise is from Doug, the old school show on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I don't know that show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's great.
Okay,
show.
So this means something to somebody. Okay. Patty Mayonnaise, four-year-old American pit bull boxer. Visit bestfriends.org for more information. Don't forget Cappy and the ESPN LA Street Team will be at Best Friends Adoption Center on Saturday, March the 9th, this coming Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pepe is going to come in here for the Service Titan shoot-around as we get ready for Lakers OKC. That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, Baby Go, Fifth Row Friday's happening. Pay attention to everything we say today. Could be on the quiz on Friday at 3:30. Answer correctly, and you've got a pair of tickets to see Lakers Minnesota on Sunday at Crypto.
That's Minnesota, yeah. Anthony Edwards.
All these games are good.
They're playing your song, Pepe. What's going on?
I don't hear my song.
It was there. There it is.
Okay, now.
There it is. Though.
Matador. Oh, hey, Pepe, I got a question for you. I follow you on Twitter. And,
me too.
Why?
And
he's a good follow.
Is he?
Yeah.
And earlier today, you got a tweet. You send out messages of encouragement on most days.
Very nice.
So boring.
And
no, it's like a good morning. Welcome
Michael
to
complains
the world.
About
it's
something.
It's a Stuart Smalley thing.
And Michael, don't follow me.
Yeah, Michael complains about something today. You were complaining about Pete Maravich getting enough love.
Exactly.
And then Pepe says something along the lines of, "It's a message of encouragement. Like be kind to each
today
other. Have a great day.
Today it's good day. Have a nice Monday and a great week, everyone. Take care. God bless us always."
Yeah, something like that.
That's
so
nice.
Pepe, today you got a response from a listener in Mexico. Does that happen a lot? Like, the Lakers are known all over the world, obviously, but do you hear from listeners in Mexico fairly regularly?
I will say yes, you know.
Are they listening on the app?
I think they listen on the app, yeah, and more every time. By the way, more and more people are waving back at me.
Well, yeah. 100%.
It is
like
true.
Who? How many?
No, 100%. It is I will admit when I – but you were lying for a long time.
No, give us a number.
Way,
how many people waved back?
I'm not going to give you a number.
No. Pepe, you were lying for a long time when you said there were many, many people. There were not.
No, there are
But the last
people.
Game, did you see me? I was trying to point it out
I know,
to you.
I know.
There were people
I
to my
know,
right, people to my left.
Like three or four what?
No, at least 10.
You know why? You know why, John? Because you're a very intelligent person, and you realize that people are waving. You're not, Michael.
Right?
You're
I not. I can see.
Yeah. No, you're not. You're
right,
not.
So, Pepe, give me your opinion on this. So, Michael and Mace, you weigh in too.
Okay.
Michael enjoys sitting on the aisle at Crypto.com Arena.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right in the middle of the game,
Michael.
Right in the middle of the game the other night, Michael's making a point. He's talking about something. And he just stops because some girl walks up to him and says,
"It was Bill Sharman's granddaughter."
I'm going to play that into it. Because, hey, can I take a picture with you? And Michael turns off his mic in the middle of making a point and says, "Sure." Greg is driving around listening. He hears the whole thing. And and the rule was, Mike, we told Michael, he can sit on the aisle as long as he does the game and he doesn't let people interrupt him. Now that he's done that, should we pull him off the aisle?
Yes.
Why would you? Think about it, Pepe.
Yes.
So fast.
It was Bill Sharman's granddaughter.
That's why I'm willing to give him one pass, Pepe, because Bill Sharman's granddaughter.
Although, you didn't say that.
Although, can't you do this?
I did.
Wait till
you
go
didn't.
To break.
Well, you did, and then you turned off
your mic.
Turned off
your mic left.
No, Michael. Bill Sharman's granddaughter.
Uh-oh, your boss is speaking, Michael.
Okay, Michael, you were legitimately talking and stopped mid-sentence, so we didn't hear the end of it. You could have just been like, one second, finish what you're saying.
Do you think we could find it?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. It was right after halftime.
Yeah.
I had to stop because I was trying to shush it because I didn't want to come across the air.
The best part about all of this was Michael Funch in the back. He's on the air. He's on the air.
And you can hear Funch just saying it. He's on the air. Michael's just eating chips and talking to Bill Sherman's granddaughter.
Just don't do it again and wait till
the
time
out. You're on double secret probation.
Yep.
If you want to keep that on. Wow, the only, Michael. By the way, the only reason we're letting you keep it is because it was Bill's granddaughter.
Exactly.
It would have just been some girl. Yeah. So we wouldn't let you do it.
I talked to you about something last game.
Yeah.
It was about Otani's money, remember?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So tell these guys what you found out.
Okay. I talked to a lawyer.
Okay. Oh, wow.
About
tax
this.
Attorney?
I Not talked a to lawyer. A lawyer about this. Please.
Just let
please
him,
listen.
Let him explain.
What kind of
let
lawyer.
Me finish.
Let him finish his thought.
Okay. I talked to a lawyer that knows about this.
Okay.
Okay. And I talked to an accountant that obviously knows about this. And he said, you pay taxes where you earn your money. John and myself, and I don't know if you agree with us, Greg, but we said that he had to pay taxes here. You two said no.
Correct.
On the deferred money that he's going to get when he's in Japan.
Well, the lawyer said wherever you make your money, that's where you pay the taxes.
That's what he's doing. He's making $2 million here this year.
It is complicated.
The state controller says they have to change a tax law.
Right.
Yeah, and I think they're going
to work. Okay. But all the hedge fund guys who use this all the time, give all the money to the political people, and they're going to fight to keep this opportunity
right.
to
he
do
will
this.
He will get taxed on the money he makes this year. Well,
so, Mace, you're telling me that if I got some money in the bank, so if I rework my contract and defer my ESPN LA money.
Correct. And you move to Idaho,
and
you're in Idaho and there's no state tax,
I don't have to pay
right?
California state tax, even though I did the show the whole time in LA?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
No,
yeah.
I don't think it's right. And they said emphatically that They have to
who
pay
is
taxes
this person? I, now I need to know.
You don't know the person. No, I'm not going
to
say.
What kind of attorney are they? I'm with Michael. What kind of attorney?
Why do you think he structured his contract that way to avoid the taxes?
Well, so the Dodgers could afford more other players.
Of
so they could sign.
Yamamoto.
Yeah.
And you were talking about the Dodgers and how everybody hates the Dodgers because they have so many good players.
Correct.
The same thing happened to the Lakers, and then they still live with that. Every team hates the Lakers.
And people forget, the Lakers were very close to getting Kawhi when they got AD.
Yep.
Kawhi had narrowed it down to the Lakers and the Clippers.
But what happened?
He got Paul George to join him at the Clippers.
Right. Yeah, that was one night.
And remember, by the way, if you go back and look at that trade, Pepe, I think if the Clippers could do it over again, they wouldn't have traded for Paul George because they could have kept Shea.
But then they wouldn't have Kawhi. He wouldn't have come. He would have came here.
Think so?
Yeah, because the reason why he went to the Clippers is because they could get Paul George.
Yeah, Shea, I think, is going to be...
Oh, he's sweet.
By the way, Michael, how come Canada is not better in international basketball? We saw Jamal Murray the other night. We're going to see Shea tonight. They have Andrew Wiggins. They have all these great players now.
They'll be a threat to the U.S. this year because all those players, I think, will go to Paris. They didn't all go to Japan for the Olympics there, but I think they'll all be in Paris. Jamal, Andrew Wiggins, Shea, all of these good guys.
Who will be the big guy?
For Canada?
Probably Shea.
You mean talking about the tall guys? You mean front court guys?
I mean the center.
Oh, they got Kelly Olynyk.
They got Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, well, he's old, but he could play in Olympics.
Olynyk and Thompson are past their best time.
Olynyk can still play.
Yeah, Olynyk can still play. He's good for that kind of basketball.
And there's got to be a couple other Canadians we're not thinking of.
Exactly. And you think he'll be better than Anthony Davis?
No. USA will be the favorite to win.
USA should win.
Yeah, they should win it. They don't.
But it's not going to be a walkover.
No,
it shouldn't.
There are some good teams out there. Yeah. So, Caitlin Clark, what was your complaint about Caitlin Clark and Pistol Pete?
Listen, there's no bigger fan of Caitlin Clark than me outside of her family, okay? But they got to stop with some of the stuff they're talking about. Like today, some lady on the ESPN was talking about, she is the greatest scorer in NCAA history, regardless of gender. The most dominant, she actually said this, and almost made my head explode. She is the most dominant collegiate player ever in man or women. So I say, now this woman who said this is only like in her 20s.
Right.
So I'm thinking, has she ever heard of a guy named Lou Alcindor? Ever heard of a guy named Bill Walton?
Right.
How could you say that? And to say that she's the greatest scorer ever, Pete averaged 44 a game. Lou Alcindor was unstoppable.
Well, how about this? Pete averaged 44 a game with no three-point line.
Right. She's a great lady. She deserves all the praise and all the accolades and all. But stop with all this over-exaggeration about her being the greatest collegiate player ever, man or woman.
I keep saying I'm going to watch one of these games, but I haven't yet.
What she has done for women's basketball is stunning.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. There's sellouts all over the place.
Her final college games, she had her senior night this week, and now in the women's tournament, Michael, you play some of the tournament games in your home arena, right? So she's going to play a couple more home games in Iowa. Mm-hmm. But they say that the tickets to get to see her, people are coming in from all over the country, and it's now more expensive to see Caitlin Clark play than it is to go to an NBA game.
Well, the entire Big Ten tournament is sold out. It's being played in Minneapolis. It's all sold out because Caitlin Clark is going to be there.
Exactly.
Women's basketball is definitely having a moment here because I actually know. Now, I still haven't brought myself to watch a game.
Of Iowa, of Caitlin?
Yeah, I've not watched a game.
It's on Peacock. You got
is
Peacock,
it not,
right?
Are all the games on Peacock?
No, last one was on Fox. Yesterday was on Fox. Yeah.
Right, is that the one she passed Pistol Pete?
Pistol Pete yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, Mike, in the sense that no three-point lane. But enough is enough. You complain all the time about the same thing.
Me? About what?
Yes.
What am I complaining about?
You just complain about how the lady was saying that the...
Oh, she's the greatest player ever in college basketball history? Yeah.
Okay, so... She's the greatest women's player in basketball history. By the way, you guys, here's some Canadians we forgot about that'll be on this team.
Got it.
Lou Dort, who we're going to see tonight, is Canadian. Corey Joseph's probably true. Trey Lyles.
He'll be a big guy on the team.
Ben Mathurin, he's really good.
Yeah, he is good.
Jamal Murray, we talked about. Mm-hmm. Andrew Nebhard can play.
Yep.
Dwight Powell is a big man, Pepe.
Yeah, they could use him.
Shaden Sharp, who jumps out of the gym.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson, we talked about. Andrew Wiggins, we talked about. I think Canada can medal.
Oh, yeah. Canada should medal.
Yeah.
If they get all those guys.
RJ Barrett.
Yep, RJ Barrett
will be on that team. Yeah. Dylan Brooks will be on that team.
Yep, that's right.
I have a question for you guys. Who was guarding Porter in the game?
The answer to your question is no one.
You know, he made history, you know, he made history that game? The first time anybody's ever had 10 straight field goals and 5 straight threes.
10 for 10 with 5 threes,
yeah,
right?
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm sorry, like Steph or Clay never did it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, he was hot.
All right, we're going to do some What's Up Fool coming up next. Listen to Travis and Sliwa all this week for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets for a SoFi Stadium tour. Listen every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the cue to call. When you do, be caller number 7. You win a behind-the-scenes tour of SoFi, and now with the exclusive tour of NFL Los Angeles all week on Travis and Sliwa's show on 710, the Travis and Sliwa show. I got that right. All right, What's Up Fool's coming up next. Mason and I. Ireland Service Titan Shootaround. Michael's here. Pepe's here. 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about my buddy Jacob Imrani. Thank you. You told me 5 times and I still missed it. So if you were driving to a friend's house this past weekend and then you were injured in a car accident that wasn't your fault, what should you do? What should you do? You should call Jacob. Jacob and his team offer a free consultation, so you got nothing to lose by calling and explaining your situation. If Jacob starts working with you, you can move on with your life. He and his team will find you a doctor in your area that specializes in your injury. They'll also work with the auto body shop and the car rental place on your behalf. Jacob and his team are ready to help you get back on your feet and get you the compensation that you deserve. So if you were in a car accident or a slip and fall or any kind of personal injury, rideshare, whatever it is, only one name to remember. It is Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember.
Accident. Or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
And don't forget to follow Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so Jason Kelce announced his retirement today after 13 years in the NFL. Probably going to be a Hall of Famer. But this is the thing I'm wondering. The brotherly shove is still going to happen, but do you think that the Eagles will be as good at the brotherly shove without Travis Kelce?
Yes, because the brotherly shove
is the main part of it.
Well, the brotherly shove is all about Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts can squat almost 400 pounds.
600.
Can he do 600
600 pounds?
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, that no other quarterbacks are that strong. So he's the main reason that play works, right?
Yep, his strong leg. Long leg drive, Mace.
Yeah, serious leg drive. 600 pounds,
yeah.
Bergman?
Yeah, that's how much he can squat, like you're saying. But also, it's the guys in the front.
They do have big guys up front.
They have a lot of big guys up front. And Jason Kelce gets crazy low, and a lot of teams can't replicate that. Mm-hmm. So if you take out the main piece, the center, I don't know if they're going to be able to do it as well as they were doing it before.
I think they probably will do it as well, in part because of Jalen Hurts. And, you know, like, for example, a lot of times this frustrates me about the Rams. They never really sneak Matthew Stafford. And it's because Stafford, it's risky,
yeah, it's
right,
risky.
To sneak somebody. So Jalen Hurts is just a big, durable guy who's able to get between the tackles.
I would never sneak my franchise quarterback. Too many
I would not. I would not either. I would not sneak him.
They better not do it with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you know, Mahomes runs scrambles sometimes. But you don't see him do a lot of QB sneaks.
No,
I wouldn't do that.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys. So I was listening to a Baseball Today podcast, and Chris Bryant had some comments about the Rockies.
Okay.
So he signed a 7-year deal last year, free agency. He then this year said he wished he did more research on the prospects that the Rockies had, and it would have swayed his opinion signing with the Rockies, more or less. So I've never heard this necessarily as a free agent scouting a team's prospects as a deciding factor of where I'm going to sign. Do you think that is a common thing? And what do you think about his comment saying he should have done more research and it would have swayed his opinion?
Well, I'm not going to rip him for being honest. I mean, he's being honest. But, Michael, isn't that partially your agent's job? Your agent's job is to field offers.
But he was having trouble getting a deal. What? Anybody know what his deal was? I mean, the Rockies are terrible.
It was a 7-year deal.
How much money? Like 125, 150? Something like that, probably?
Well, it wasn't befitting a former MVP. And the Rockies are, the Pecota projections say 57 wins. I mean, they are the worst team in baseball. That's the
7 years, 182.
Oh yeah, he saw the money and took that, buddy. Smart man.
They're
and you can always ask for a trade.
They're expected to win fewer games than the A's.
He got his money. Now, if he's unhappy with the franchise and the structure, then ask for a trade.
But nowadays, everybody, all the players in every sport, they all talk and say things and all that whenever they want to.
That's what's wrong with that, Pep. You don't want him to talk?
No, because I mean, if you sign a contract, well, just sign the contract and play.
Well, see, the you mean sign and shut up? That's it, Pepe?
They pay you to play, not to talk.
But not for your opinion.
Not for your opinion. No.
Let me ask you guys something. Do you think guys play worse on a bad team? In other words, if the team is awful, does everybody underperform? Is losing that contagious or?
Losing is a disease.
I know.
I would think that if you're on a bad team, it is probably harder to play better. Well, for one thing, you're not going to see as good of pitches.
Right.
You know, if they don't have to worry about pitching around you or pitching around anybody else.
Well, won't you see better pitches if you can't hit?
No. Why? If your team is terrible, Pepe's hitting in front of me and you're hitting behind me and I'm Shohei, why are they going to throw me a strike? You two guys can't hit. They'll get you out and let me go to first.
Of course.
Yeah. But
and by the way, Chris Bryant played 42 games in 2022 and 80 games last year. He batted .233 with 10 homers and 31 RBIs. Jeez. There's not a market for Chris Bryant right now.
No.
He just went where the money was.
Yeah.
And
smart man.
And he's not the hitter that he once was. He won MVP. When did he win MVP? His second year back in 2016. Wow, what a year. He had 39 homers, 102 RBIs, .292 batting average.
Right?
Yeah. He was MVP of the league that year, rookie of the year before, but he's fallen way off. So,
He's smart to get his money. Now, he can see what he can do from
there.
See
what he can do.
Yeah.
What's up, Foo? All right, guys. I wanted to do this one because Michael's here.
All right.
So, Lala Anthony, Carmelo's ex-wife, asked her son, Kaya Anthony, who his goat was. And his response to me was hilarious. He said Paul George, not Kobe. Not LeBron or another GOAT, in my opinion, but Paul George. What's more disrespectful, the fact that he didn't even give his dad the courtesy of saying his name first, or that he didn't say Kobe or LeBron, but Paul George?
Well, what's weird is I think Carmelo had a better career than Paul George has had so far, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. That's a good
Carmelo's question. Carmelo's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So is Paul George.
Is he on the
edge?
He needs to do more.
The Clippers got four Hall of Famers on their team. Surefire. What is wrong with you people?
He needs a little bit more. Carmelo is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Carmelo's in for sure, but Paul George will beat him. But as far as him, like for Clay, myself, I'm not his basketball idol. Kobe.
Michael's
right. I take no offense to that.
I'm looking up his records.
Paul George
now,
is a nine-time All-Star. Who has been five-time All-NBA, or wait, six-time All-NBA, two-time All-Defense, most improved player award, led the league in steals.
Yeah.
He's in.
And he came back
nine-time All-Star.
Yeah. Just like I said.
No, it's not. Yeah. 20 points, though? Son having another player as his GOAT, because I'm definitely not Clay's GOAT.
Greg, if you're in, I don't think there's a lot of nine-time All-Stars who aren't in the Hall of
Fame. Greg, you still kind of doubting if he's going to get in?
No, I think it's up in the air. 20 points, 6 boards, 3 assists. I mean, that's not some amazing stat line. It's good. It's good, but is that Hall of Fame good? That's just the problem with the Hall of Fame, especially in the NBA. You're just putting anybody that you want in.
What, nothing but Michael Jordan in there?
In baseball, too, okay?
No, baseball's harder.
Yeah. It's harder to get players that are not supposed to be there.
Yeah, but the Basketball Hall of Fame is not just the NBA Hall of Fame. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. So a lot of guys are in for what they did in college or what they did internationally. My guess is there aren't a lot of nine-time All-Stars who aren't in the Hall of
Fame. Paul George is the 92nd highest scorer in the history of the league.
So we go back to...
Trailing, by the way, Rudy Gay.
So we go back to what I was saying about Robert Horry, that he's supposed to be in the Hall of Fame because he has seven championships.
Right, but I don't think Robert Horry made any All-Star appearances.
No, I mean he was in seven teams that won rings.
Right, correct.
Just like Michael Cooper.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What's up, Foo?
Boy, Island has some high standards.
Well, I just think that it should be hard to get in. Well, maybe you guys let everybody in. Yeah, what the heck?
Basketball Hall of Fame kind of does let everybody in, don't they?
It's
the broadest possible Hall of Fame.
It's not the NBA Hall of Fame, that's why.
Correct.
It's the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Aren't they making their own Hall of Fame? That's the NBA Hall of Fame.
Too expensive to maintain, baby.
They got money.
That's true.
Yeah, they can. if they just took it all out and said all the people that just got in for college
or Michael, let me ask you a question about this guy. Today is Draymond Green's 34th birthday. Mm-hmm. Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes. Oh, of course. Defensive player of the year, four-time champion, gold medalist. Come on, Ireland. What is wrong with you? You take Dennis Rodman out. You take. You wouldn't let Michael Cooper in.
No,
you take,
I think Michael
you
Cooper
should have
been in.
You take Joe Dumars out. Joe Dumars wasn't a big-time scorer, but he's in, and he deserves it. You see, you just look at points. Anybody scoring 30 points
a
game?
No, I don't know. I don't understand how Michael Cooper's not in the Hall of Fame. I've told you that before.
Major oversight.
Yeah. Do we got one more?
What's that? I got one.
Okay, good.
All right. I'm obsessed with Law and Order, and they were celebrating their 25th anniversary. Oh, and in honor of Olivia Benson, they renamed the Rockefeller Plaza to Olivia Benson Plaza. Now, I want to know, since you guys are celebrating your anniversary this year, if you could pick a place here in L.A., can't be L.A. Live, that's cheating, what place would you pick to be renamed after Mason in Ireland?
I've got it.
All right, go for it.
And this is their... If we got this, then it would be, I want the airport.
Really?
I want LAX.
Yeah.
I flew into Mason and Ireland today.
Mason and Ireland International.
Really great. Get the airport.
Yeah.
And everything else follows.
No, I would even take a terminal. Like Tom Bradley's got a terminal. Right. Just take the Mason and Ireland terminal.
Not even
terminal.
The Burbank Airport will be named.
No. There's only they do get named for presidents a lot.
Well, John Wayne.
And John Wayne
is in Orange County.
Yeah, John Wayne is Orange County.
Doesn't Cristiano Ronaldo have an airport named after him in Portugal?
I think so. Yeah. What about the Mason and Ireland Pier? Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah, it's
that'd
our
be
day.
Nice. That'd be nice.
Really good. That'd be really good.
Pershing Square.
What about the boardwalk? It goes all the way from Venice to Manhattan Beach. That would cover both of us.
Yeah, man. Oh, they call it the Mason and Ireland Boardwalk?
Yes.
Yeah. But if we get the airport, then it's every day.
Oh, the airport.
Would
you've
like
got to fly
name
into Mason
up there
and Ireland.
Replacing the Hollywood sign. Mason and Ireland Wood.
Well...
I'm not going to say no. If you can do that.
How about, crypto will probably be out of business in 10 years. Hey, how about Mason and Ireland Arena?
Not at the rate crypto's going. It's over $70,000 per right now. Crypto's on a roll.
Right, but Miami was named after crypto, and it's already over.
Well, that FTX. Guy stole everything.
FTX.
Sam right. Freed just stole money. That was actually a crypto issue.
Well, so, but plus, that arena's not. The airport's the one because it's every single day.
I agree.
All right, that's it.
That's it. All right, coming up next for you, how much longer can LeBron go? He scored 40,000 points now after Saturday.
Good question.
How much longer can he play? We will do that coming
and
up.
And we have found the air check of Michael stopping in the middle of a broadcast to talk to a fan that just walked up to him.
And details on how you can bet money directly with me using Cut. That's coming up for you, all of it. Mason in Ireland, Service Titan Shootaround. Pepe's here, Michael's here, 710 ESPN.